And we kick off the 4 o'clock hour here on Gwynn and Chris. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all three of us together today inside the Odyssey Palace Studios. Of course, everybody's getting excited, getting ready for Game 3 of the National League Divisional Series tomorrow, 6 o'clock. A little after 6 o'clock tomorrow night for Game 3, so you get a little extra half hour to get down to the ballpark. And hopefully you'll spend some of your afternoon with us tomorrow. 97.3 The Fan, broadcasting live all day tomorrow at Baja Rick's Cantina. It'll start actually at 6 o'clock in the morning with Ben and Woods. They'll go till 10, then Annie and Elston from 10 to 2. Finally, Gwynn and Chris will be there from 2 to 5 tomorrow afternoon. Scraby will be with me, and I'm sure Tony will be out at the ballpark, but we'll make him part of the proceedings as well. Hopefully you'll be part of the proceedings tomorrow. Baja Rick's, located at 170 6th Avenue, right across from the Hard Rock. It's all presented by Santo Super Premium Additive-Free Tequila. Santo, work hard, play loud. And we invite everybody to be loud at Petco Park tomorrow night, but let's keep from throwing stuff on the field. No retaliation necessary after the Padres win the bad-blooded 10-2 victory in Game 2 last night. 6 home runs, tying an all-time Major League Baseball postseason record. And
added to another list of accomplishments that are just incredible.
Kidding. They've done so many things this year. You're right, Scraby. Good point. Padres have been historic all year long. They won the second most games in the history of the franchise with 93. And don't look now, 10 is a ways to go. But that's all it's going to take to get our first parade. I know. I say it quietly
I don't want
to look that far ahead. We've got too many things to take care of before we get there.
We are getting closer.
But we are closer.
We are closer.
We are closer, for sure.
I keep thinking about where my perch is going to be along the parade route as we're broadcasting the parade.
Your perch?
Yeah.
You're going to be on the upper right riser with Sammy Leavitt, I believe.
I hope so. I could only hope to be in the same place.
Sammy will probably be in the parade. Tony, you'll be in the parade, would you not be?
I have no idea.
I would think you'd be a parade participant. I would certainly include you.
I mean, what did he do this year?
Let's get there first, and then
Did he do this year? First of all, I'm not going to say that.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere.
Nope. We're just going to go.
Because I like Jesse Agler way too much, and I respect him so much. I don't want him to second guess anything that
okay.
he does.
Yes, I'm just going to look for my place on the parade route.
Okay. You go ahead and do that.
Where do you want to be, Chris?
I want to drive Tony's car.
The one that has his chauffeur?
Yeah, the one that has Jesse and Tony in it. I want to drive their car.
As they both do the Pope wave from the vehicle.
There you go.
All right.
You could even use my car if you want. Top
oh,
down.
That would be nice. Then everybody knows your license plate number.
They wouldn't know it's my car.
That's true.
Right?
Then you just told them, though.
All right. We are headed towards Monday Night Football here on the program this evening. It'll be the New Orleans Saints taking on the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get to that at the bottom of this hour. If you're just tuned in, we had Mike Schilt's press conference on a little earlier. We had Michael King's press conference on a little earlier. They seem like both. They're ready to roll for Game 3 tomorrow night. The Detroit Tigers have evened up their series with Cleveland on the strength of a ninth-inning three-run home run by Kerry Carpenter. Detroit 3, Cleveland nothing. Kansas City, boy, I guess the Kansas City fans got their attention divided tonight, right?
Yeah.
Got the Royals and Yankees playing at the same time as the Chiefs Saints.
I don't know if their attention is divided.
Where are they going to be? Chiefs?
I think they're football
town. Stick
football
with the Chiefs?
Yeah. I think they'll definitely be flipping over to see what's going on.
See what the score is. But
the main game will be the Chiefs. Though.
Main thing will be the Chiefs. Well, that's what we got coming up for you tonight. Of course, tomorrow it'll be baseball crazy all day long here. I-97.3, The Fan, beginning with the early morning broadcast at Baja Rick's, right up until Jesse and Tony's call at 5:30. And if you are one of those people that feel like Scraby does, that the Fox coverage of the National League Division Series has been completely one-sided in favor of the Dodgers. You can either yell and kick and scream, or you can just turn the sound down and listen to Jesse and Tony. I mean, that's a very easy solution for
you. You know what that doesn't do, even though I listen to Jesse and Tony all the time? It doesn't take off the huge graphic of Shohei Ohtani that they put up every 5 seconds.
You know what's funny?
Get over it.
Get over it. Look at this right here. I wonder if everybody can see right in the middle of the page there.
I don't think they can see.
Can they not see it?
I see you.
I'm trying to hold up where it says, coverage of Shohei Ohtani is nauseating.
In all caps.
All caps. That's what Scraby wrote on our sheet for the show today.
I was not the only one at this party I was at who was upset by the coverage of Shohei Ohtani. They acted like Shohei Ohtani was Babe Ruth back from the dead. I understand he's one of the greatest baseball
players. Kind of funny, but that's really what he is. Kind of funny, that's really what he is.
I walked right into that, didn't I?
I hate to say.
Okay, fine, you got me. He is Babe Ruth come back from the dead.
He is literally Babe
I mean, Ruth. We know the Babe has great speed, as we've seen from the footage, but he never stole 59 bases in a season.
He was like, beady, beady, beady. What was it?
Babe could get around there pretty quick, for sure. All right, a couple of other things, and then we're going to get back and finish up on getting you ready for Game 3. But when people say, you know, I know what's going to happen in sports, and I'm predicting this, and I knew it all along, you know, I always call BS on that because nobody knows what's going to happen in sports. And for proof of that, we had Saturday an incredible result in college football. One that I honestly didn't think I would see again in my lifetime. And that was Vanderbilt beating Alabama.
It's never happened before, right?
Well, it happened. The last time it happened was 1984, and I don't even remember that. But this was incredible. Vanderbilt is like, they are the doormat for the SEC. I think they're only in the conference because they have a high academic rate, which brings up the whole conference.
They are a good school.
And for them to beat Alabama in football and beat them the way they did, they scored 40 points on them, and they won the game legit. It wasn't really a game where, like, Alabama just fumbled, you know, 7 times and Vanderbilt got lucky. Vanderbilt went up and down the field against Alabama. I loved it.
I did too.
You know, I mean, Alabama wins all the time, and I was so happy for these kids at Vanderbilt. They had to jump on the field, tear down the goalpost. When is the last time a Vanderbilt football fan got to celebrate anything?
Never.
Never, right?
Really.
Yeah. So it was kind of fun to watch that. And there were some other upsets Saturday as well, but that was the biggie.
Diego State.
Aztecs got a nice win over Hawaii. The thing I liked about it is that, you know, they needed a fourth quarter drive to win the game.
One.
And they got it. You know, they were down, losing in the fourth quarter at home. And, this is a big boost for the kid quarterback, Danny O'Neill.
Yeah,
you know, this running back is legit.
He is.
Cooper for the Aztecs has been legit all year long. But, yeah, it was a nice win for Sean Lewis. They go to Wyoming this week. But I was happy for the Aztecs to win.
What's the weather like in Laramie?
In Laramie these days?
Let's see.
It's not late enough in the on the calendar to be too bad.
Oh, you're right. Next Saturday, high of 74.
A high of 74 next week. Well, yeah. That's a balmy. I stood in the snow one day at Laramie on the sidelines and watched Josh Allen have a great game against the Aztecs. So it can get a little chilly up there, but it probably won't be that way this Saturday. Some other things going on. I mean, the NFL, there's not a lot of fallout from yesterday. I don't really know what the Davante Adams thing is going on with the Raiders. It's kind of driving me crazy. He's on my fantasy team, and I can't even get him in the lineup because he's not – I don't know if the Raiders are going to let him play anymore until he gets traded, right? What are they going to do?
No, that's right. I'm not sure why – I'm not sure why athletes sign extensions when they don't want to be in a place. Like, I guess things changed with the Raiders because Davante Adams had Derek Carr, and then Derek Carr was jettisoned real quick.
Did he sign an extension?
Yeah, he did with the Raiders. And so that's what I'm like, dude, you signed an extension. Why are you so mad?
Now he won't even. They won't even
Wait,
let
hold
him.
Hold on, hold on. I got to push back on it a little bit. He signed an. I think he was. He wanted an extension in Green Bay. They weren't going
to
give it to him.
He got traded.
So
to
they
the
traded
Raiders.
To him to a team that would give him an extension, right?
I mean, I'm getting the timeline.
When he,
on
he
his
got
extension.
There, he got that extension under Derek Carr, and then they jettisoned Derek Carr and brought in. I think this is like a. This is. This new batch is new, right? This is Minshew and is it O'Donnell?
Oh, Aiden O'Connell. O'Connell. I mean, anytime you head into the year with Gardner Minshew as your quarterback, I'm sorry to say it's not going to be a good year.
You know, I'll tell you, like athletes will convince themselves at the beginning of this. It's like going into spring training and feeling like you got a shot again, right? They will convince themselves. Oh, you know what? Gardner might be able to turn it around. I think we might be able to make this work.
That's why he sticks with them. The team he plays for.
But in the second game, Adams caught 10 passes, touchdown. They won the game, beat Baltimore, and now 2 weeks later, they can't do anything.
I think it's also indicative of remember what was it 2 weeks ago? Antonio Pierce was calling his team out for
business
basically
decisions.
Quitting in the game. I think all of that is incumbent. On a guy like Davante Adams being like, you know what? On second thought, I don't think this is going to work out.
Nah.
There's an out for him. So Davante, that is after
this season?
Potential out 2025.
So it would be after next season. This season.
You know who else is not working out, guys? And I don't think he's ever going to work out. Nathaniel Hackett.
Mm. What are you talking about? Garrett Wilson had 13 catches yesterday.
I don't care what he had. The Jets can't score. They have 93 points in four games this year with Aaron Rodgers. They had 93 points through four games last year with Zach Wilson.
Wow.
They're no better with Aaron Rodgers. Nathaniel Hackett's just clueless. I don't care what Aaron Rodgers
it's really
says
tough to argue
about him
against this at this point.
It really is.
I mean, because the whole thought was, they're just missing Aaron Rodgers. Once he comes back,
right,
they'll be slinging this football around like they were in Green Bay all over again.
Not happening.
Hasn't looked anything close to that.
Too bad Sala is going to go down with the ship because of Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's going to go down with the ship because of Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, he hung with him.
And I think that's because Aaron Rodgers likes Nathaniel Hackett.
Hey, if the first chance Sala gets, he better abort mission on him first.
Yeah. I guarantee you he likes Nathaniel Hackett because he's got him wrapped around his, Rodgers just tells Hackett what's going on. Wrapped around his finger. What's the matter with that?
Oh, a finger.
God, why your mind is terrible.
I wasn't the only one.
Speaking of that game, congrats to your guy, Kevin O'Connell. 5-0 with the Vikings.
Ball. I got to say, he's doing some coaching right now.
Both him and... Chris's old head coach doing some coaching over
Brian
there.
Brian Flores. Yes,
yeah.
And not too shabby to just steal that Van Ginkle guy away from the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I don't understand when guys like him make play after play after play
and
after
so
play.
So easy to get rid of him.
And then they're like, oh, we don't need him. Yeah, you do. He's already scored 3 touchdowns this year. And
well, your team's paying Tyreek, so.
And Flores knew that because he coached him.
That's right.
Yeah, this dude
Flores brought him in.
That's
smart.
A good point. Didn't
smart for
that.
The Vikings. All right, we'll finish up with some Padres stuff. We're going to get Sammy's visit with Manny Machado coming your way.
Correct.
So stick around for that. Get your, more ready as you could ever be for Game 3 between the Padres and Dodgers. Don't forget Baja Ricks all day tomorrow, including our show from 2 to 5. Traffic now on Gwen and Chris.
All right, last segment. Let's get right to what Manny Machado had to say.
Yes. I didn't know you were going to go quick.
You said, let's go right to it.
I did.
Did he not say that, Chris?
It's amazing how many times he gives direction, and then when we follow it, he's not ready.
It's amazing how many times you guys follow direction after I've given it. Okay,
this is one of those times.
Here's Manny Machado.
It's very entertaining for the fans. Is it as fun for the players as well?
I mean, we're just focused on going out there and trying to win the game, right? One series, come back home. Feels great to come home and play in front of our fans. So, excited for the game tomorrow.
The mid-game meeting that you called in the dugout, when did that hit your brain? This is something I should do, just immediately before that?
honestly, I have no idea. Just came out and, just trying to rally up the boys and, get the guys going. It's a tough game. Game was far from over. And, we had to continue to go out there and get 6 more outs, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So,
Manny, how do you feel like you've grown since you signed with the Padres as a leader and stepping up every single year and obviously leading the guys? They responded with four runs after you spoke to them.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows what the task at hand was here, you know, and we're focused on that, and we're going to continue to do that every single day. You know, they've shown it all year. You know, this team has been resilient all year, man. They've been fighting and coming back from a lot of things and dealing with adversity, dealing with injuries, and, you know, guys have stepped up in big situations, you know, 1 through 40. So, you know, we got to continue doing that.
How good has Michael King been lately?
He's been pretty good. Been pretty good for us, you know. Game on the line. Let's come back home. I don't think you know, would rather have anybody on the mound, but Michael on there for us.
Coming out of a dramatic and emotional win like last night, what's the mentality now as far as turning the page and facing tomorrow?
honestly, I haven't really thought that far ahead. You know, just trying to get out here, get us going today, kind of just get the body moving, and you know, hopefully start game planning a little bit here for you know, for the matchup tomorrow, which is Bueller, and you know, how we're gonna go out there and try to compete and try to beat them.
And finally, your thoughts on
You know, one of the things that always stands out about Manny is for his willingness to talk about his decision to bring the team in. He has literally turned the page. Like he didn't really want to even go back down that road again. Like, yeah, we, you know, I thought about when I thought about it. We get it. It's a new day for him. Like, he's not even thinking about tomorrow yet. He's thinking about right now and getting himself...
having the best day they can today.
Today. And so, you know, you admire that about
it. It's not what we want to hear, though. We want to hear, oh, yeah, we're going to crush Bueller tomorrow. And, right. You know, that's what we want to hear, you know, but we're not going to. No. Manny's the ultimate pro. Before we say, what time do we got to go till, Scrabe? Do we have a time before
the Monday night game? 26:30.
Oh, sir. No, we only have 2.5 minutes. Tony, you got to explain. And I discovered we unearthed
out
the real reason why he's so upset with Ohtani.
They think.
No, we're right. We're pretty sure.
We're pretty sure.
Obviously, with Ohtani in this series, more media coverage.
Yeah.
Credentials are a little harder to come by.
Yes,
and,
they are.
Scraby was a casualty.
I'm a 7-year vet of this station.
He was a casualty
of not getting a credential.
Good word, Tony. You've come up with some good ones today.
Hey, man, I got some good teachers, man. I get to be hang with you for a lot. I get to hang with Jesse. Listen, he's upset. That's what I couldn't figure out why he. You
right.
Know,
why does he hate Ohtani so much?
And our listeners know. Anytime Scraby is hung up on someone or something,
right? There's a reason for it. That's right.
He can't go to the game. He couldn't get a credential
because there's so many Ohtani media people, and that is why
it's kind of crazy that
he's ripping Ohtani up one side and down the other.
I think it's kind of crazy that they're limiting tickets to the LA people, but they're not limiting media for Dodgers.
They got
to
grow the game, baby. You're growing the game in the media.
This is not why I'm mad at Ohtani. Yeah,
yes, it is.
No. I'm actually more mad at Chris than anything because Chris got selected to go.
Because I wasn't a casualty.
No, you were not a casualty. I understand why. I just think, you know, as a 7-year veteran of the station, I should be able to get a pass.
Well, I think you got as much time as Elo does here at the station. Both 7-year vets.
But
I think we're all 7-year vets at this point.
At this point we are, because we all started on the same show at the same time.
Should we get in a fight with Annie while she's not here? She's not a 7-year vet.
But Annie goes to like every game. So
and I go to
I'm
a ton
fine.
Of games too.
And then you go, look at me, everybody!
So not what I do.
I'm actually not mad at Chris. I'm not mad at anyone. I'm actually going to the game tomorrow. I have a really...
You won't have a credential.
A friend, a really nice person taking me to the game.
A friend, huh?
That is nice.
A friend, yes.
Good.
Yeah.
That is nice. Tony, you going to be there?
I
you
will
get a
be
credential,
there.
Tony?
I got a
you
credential.
You got a credential? You're in?
Yes, I'm in. I'm
good.
In.
Good. All right.
I will say, I drove up to Los Angeles yesterday. It was nice being able to...
Oh, you went home between games?
No. I'm saying I drove up, but I was able to drive back. Oh. I didn't have to take the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Drive by my house
to
Petco Park and then come back.
Yeah, right. That's brutal. Yes. How many of those guys took the bus home?
I think everybody did. I think me and Dave Marcus are the only two people who drove.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We got home earlier.
Dave Marcus didn't want to ride with you?
No.
I can see that conversation going well.
Hey, Tony. Oh, tell me when we're in San Clemente.
You think he'd go to sleep on me?
No, he just wants to see the nuclear tower, you know.
I just learned about that, by the way.
My
wife pointed it out to me on Drive Up.
That's hilarious.
All right. Monday Night Football follows. More Gwen and Chris tomorrow. Take care.